Brilliance Audio presents Sandstone Spine, Seeking the Anasazi on the First Traverse of the Combe Ridge by David Roberts. Performed by David DeVries. Author's note. In this book, I have chosen sometimes to be deliberately vague about the name and location of certain prehistoric ruins and rock art. Such an ethic is by now in long use among writers, photographers, and guides who celebrate the Southwest. A narrative of personal discovery should not serve as a treasure map. The dogged sleuth can find just about any ancient site reported in the literature, but let her do her own homework. During the last 10 years, there has been a movement afoot to abolish the use of the term Anasazi. The argument is that the appellation, a Navajo word meaning roughly ancient enemies, is offensive to the Puebloans who are the descendants of the so-called Anasazi. The proposed substitute is ancestral Puebloans, and that designation has increasingly cropped up in the archaeological literature and the popular media. Yet quite aside from being an awkward mouthful, ancestral Puebloans imports problems of its own, Puebloan, meaning simply town dweller, being another name given the indigenes by an enemy, in this case the Spanish conquistadors. In recent years, a growing number of archaeologists and writers have resisted the politically correct tide and gone back to using the term Anasazi. Since its introduction in 1936, the term has strictly applied to a prehistoric people who flourished across the Southwest before the Spanish Entrada of 1540, has been extremely useful in distinguishing that culture, for instance, from such contemporary neighbors as the Mogollon, Hohokam, and Fremont. And in a new book, Painted by a Distant Hand, Harvard's Stephen A. LeBlanc, one of the country's leading Southwesternists, argues aggressively that Anasazi has long been mistranslated. What the term really means, LeBlanc maintains, is ancient others, that is, people who were not Navajo and who preceded the Navajos. An accurate description of reality. In this book, I follow the practice of LeBlanc and others, employing Anasazi throughout, in preference to ancestral Puebloans. 1. Dry Run. Less than 2 hours into our first day on Combe Ridge, we made the first of many discoveries the long journey would bestow upon us. From a sand dune on its northwest side, we had scrambled up slanting ramps to the crest of the sharp escarpment. There we had dropped our heavy packs and set out on a half-day loop toward the south, where we explored 3 parallel fingers of rim rock separated by 3...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?